Commemorating the Nativity story and remembering the evacuation of the Blasket Islands respectively. The Star of Bethlehem and the Island Lullaby are two original orchestral works from composer Colm O'Fowlaugh. Both will be performed in a special concert on January the 4th at Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin. Colm O'Fowlaugh is with me in studio this evening. Just good treating each piece separately and starting with the Island Lullaby, Suan Thri na Hinse. This was... Just to explain to me the relationship between this and your research into some archive materials about the Blasket Islands, Colm.
Okay. Well, Niamh Ní Chaire is a fantastic concertina player, and she hails from that side of the world. Well, kind of Killarney more specifically. And 2 or 3 years ago, she said, would I consider writing a piece for her in concertina and for orchestra, some orchestral forces? Because I think a lot of Irish composers have looked maybe towards the illan pipes or towards the flute, but a lot of nobody really has written very much for the concertina. And as she's an amazing exponent of the concertina, she asked me, would I do something? And so then I came across the 60th anniversary of the Blaskets, and I always think the Blaskets is that kind of really poetic story to try and tell musically. So I got in touch with them down in the Unad, and Dáthaí and Micheál down in the Unad said, yep, we have an amazing archive of film and photographs and sound recordings. Sit down and
have a watch.
Trawl through it.
Yeah. And the Blaskets were evacuated in 1953. So was this piece originally, was it trying to fit in around the 60th anniversary when you originally did it?
Yeah, I mean, we actually went down to the Uncheon on a miserable Sunday, the 17th of November last year, and we performed it actually in the Unad, looking out on the Blaskets. And so a lot of the descendants of the islanders came. And it was very moving, actually, to be there on the actual 60th anniversary.
So the main forces here, as you mentioned, the main instrument is concertina. The harp is quite to the fore as well. But it's a string orchestra. It's not the full, you don't have the full wind. Has that got to do with the fact that I suppose the concertina maybe wouldn't have the sheer volume to come out above the entire orchestra? Or do you work around that in the composition?
Yeah, I suppose in that the concertina is quite reedy anyway, that actually introducing oboes and clarinets and whatever, that would kind of be where the concertina
is
sitting.
Too alike.
So I just think that the concertina is like the Irish oboe. It's even more melancholic, even more like uigness, we would say, which it's not even loneliness. It's worse than that. It's more solitary.
And quite definitely, we will hear the concertina in this section. We're going to hear from the Blasket music. How far into it, or what section are we dealing with in the piece we're going to listen to
I
now?
I think this is the very end piece, and this is footage of from about 1910 of guys in Aran jumpers. They must have been absolutely sweating, dancing on the beach.
So you composed this?
Yeah. Now it's a silent...
Retrospectively to the dance on the beach.
Silent film. So the music has been lost to us. So this music is to let the feet dance again.
Niamh Ní Chaire on concertina, Noreen O'Donoghue on harp, and Aoife Ní Bhriain, you were saying, Colm, playing the violin part there from a piece called I was going to say Star of Bethlehem, but that's the other piece. This is the island lullaby. Suntri na Hinsha, that's what I was searching for, from Colm O'Fowley, who's with me in studio this evening. When you were composing those instruments, Colm, I believe you had this idea in your head as much as anything else, that in some ways the strings were representing the English men and women who came over to study the Blasket Islands.
There was a long, for maybe two or three decades, an awful lot of visitors arriving to the island, because the islanders were so remote and so cut off that actually kind of modernity seemed to have passed them by. And as George Thompson, who was a very eminent linguist and sociologist, he thought that the islanders had a direct link back to the time of like Homer and the Iliad and the Odyssey. So he likened the Blasket Library and their literature to be as old as that of the Odyssey and the Iliad. And so they were fascinated by this. And so musically, in the piece you just heard there, the violin is kind of emulating this kind of rather proper, rather regal, formulaic kind of sound at a dance on the island, because there was no pubs. They used to have house parties.
And you were explaining that the guys in the film, the silent film, are dancing on the beach. So you then had to compose this music after the event and, I presume, match the beat of the music to the beat of the steps in the film.
But I mean, film composers do it all the time when it's a car chase. And so, you just pick. They obviously had music. The music has been lost to us. So it was just a matter of giving them another tune to dance to. So
And the concert that's happening then on January the 4th in Smock Alley, is it the group, the people that we just heard, will they be playing on that Sunday evening in the new year?
Musici Ireland are this fantastic, very innovative, energetic ensemble, and they do everything from quartets right up to, I think we're going to have 18 in the orchestra. And I have to say, we've got a very generous funding from Dublin City Arts, from Ray Yates and Dublin City Council.
The second piece that you're performing on the night is The Star of Bethlehem, and 4th of January, we're only two nights away from Aoife Nollag and the Man, in fact, and from that arrival at the manger of the three wise men. So The Star of Bethlehem, I presume, is telling that biblical tale.
It is. A couple of years ago, I was sat down and I was trying to think of traditional Irish music associated with Christmas. Now, we've a lot that is associated with Easter and with Lent, but not a whole lot associated with Christmas. So, the Kilmore carols, some of them are left. And then there was things that were written in the 70s. We don't really have a breath of Irish music or in an Irish idiom. So I set about writing an oratorio. And so the Star of Bethlehem is the result of that. So it starts with the Annunciation and it ends with the Adoration of the Magi.
So, in fact, what we get in this is it's a choral piece, and we have is it a choir singing, or do you have soloists as well?
Lynn Hillary, who has travelled the world with the likes of Anuna and Riverdance and Celtic Woman, I wrote the piece for her. So,
composed lots of stuff for Celtic Woman.
Yeah, me? No. But Lynn has performed with them, and she was my muse for this, so I wrote this piece for her. And strangely enough, right around the corner from Smock Alley is Fish Amble Street, where another oratorio that people might have heard about, Messiah, was originally premiered. Now, if mine was even a millionth as successful as that one, I mean, it's a lot more modest. But the New Dublin Voices, a fantastic award-winning choir, are the choir. Musici Ireland will be the strings on that. Lynn is singing. And we have Niamh Ní Cara on concertina, Nóra Ní Donnchadh on harp, and Aoife Ní Vrian on fiddle.
And the version that you sent us in some pieces from Star of Bethlehem, and I want to listen to one of the choral sections, in fact, just to finish up. But this is Osgiliga, and it's the section that talks about, and the word was made flesh, so I presume we're talking about the Annunciation. This is quite close to the beginning of the piece.
This is the very last, the big amen.
Oh, right, the hallelujah, right, okay. But on this Sunday, the 4th of January, we will hear the piece in English?
Yeah. So this is a new version that we've done. It originally was broadcast on Radio 1 and on Radio na Gaeltachta, funded by BAI. And that was called, a very short title, Ceol Ar Snámh Ón Spéir Anuas. And so Gráinne Caomhnaigh and Brian Grugán have reworked the lyrics into this new English version, which is lovely because, I mean, I think the oratorio, our operas are all about the actual lyrics. So it's lovely that people can hear it and not have to look at a translation and to understand at the moment what's being said.
Yeah, well, we do have the version because that has your performance. Is that the first performance in English then on the 4th of January?
It will be, yeah. So there are two premieres. Yeah. The recordings we did, you know, people came into studios at different times. So we've never actually all been in the same room doing this together. So it'll be interesting hopefully on the 4th of January.
Well, I suppose if Handel's Messiah can happen in April in 1742, there's nothing wrong with Colm O'Fowley's Star of Bethlehem happening in January of 2015. So we'll finish up by listening to that closing section then from Star of Bethlehem, the Hallelujah section, and this bit, Os Gaeilge.
Agus winach fiol den fwyha Agus conig in
What a rousing finale. Certainly makes the hair stand on the back of your neck, that one. The Amen section from the Star of Bethlehem from Colm O'Fowley. You will hear that piece performed in English on January the 4th alongside Colm's music for the Island Lullaby, the music of the Blasket Islands, and that all being performed and in conjunction with Musici Ireland. Full details at smockalley.com.